This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush framed this year's election as a debate about who can best protect the nation from terrorist attacks. The president accepted his party's nomination last night at the end of the Republican convention. He stood in the center of Madison Square Garden in New York City. His party had chosen this site just 3 miles from the former site of the World Trade Center. The president did lay out domestic policy goals, but he returned again and again to the events of September 11 and how they changed the nation. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Last night, George W. Bush walked out onto a set built especially for his speech, a low round platform set in the middle of the arena, covered with an enormous presidential seal. The symbolism was hard to miss, a strong leader standing alone, but surrounded by the people, rather than looking down on them from a podium.
A presidential election is a contest for the future. Tonight, I will tell you where I stand, what I believe, and where I will lead this country in the next 4 years.
Like a State of the Union address, the president's speech included a laundry list of programs. He said he would reform the health insurance system, worker training, pension plans, and the tax code. Mr. Bush didn't provide specifics or explain exactly how he would get the plans enacted, and most of the programs were not new. For example, he repeated his pledge to partially privatize Social Security. Like the speakers before him, the president offered a strong critique of John Kerry. He ridiculed Kerry for calling himself the candidate of conservative values.
There's some problems with this claim. If you say the heart and soul of America is found in Hollywood, I'm afraid you are not the candidate of conservative values. If you voted against the Bipartisan Defense of Marriage Act, which President Clinton signed, you are not the candidate of conservative values. If you gave a speech, as my opponent did, calling the Reagan presidency 8 years of moral darkness, then you may be a lot of things, but the candidate of conservative values is not one of them.
If the president's domestic proposals were meant to appeal to moderate swing voters, with their emphasis on spending more money on programs like Pell Grants and Head Start, he also included proposals designed to energize the Republican Party's conservative base.
Because the union of a man and woman deserves an honored place in our society, I support the protection of marriage against activist judges. And I will continue to appoint federal judges who know the difference between personal opinion and the strict interpretation of the law.
The president kept coming back to the events that became the defining moment of his presidency. This election, he said, will determine how America responds to the continuing danger of terrorism.
And you know where I stand. 3 days after September the 11th, I stood where Americans died, in the ruins of the Twin Towers. Workers in hard hats were shouting to me, "Whatever it takes." A fellow grabbed me by the arm and he said, "Do not let me down." Since that day, I wake up every morning thinking about how to better protect our country. I will never relent in defending America, whatever it takes.
Public opinion polls show that the president has consistently maintained his advantage over Kerry when voters are asked who is better able to prosecute the war on terror. But on the war in Iraq, the president has lost ground. Last night, he tried to regain it, telling voters that he used diplomacy in an effort to force Saddam Hussein to meet his responsibilities to the civilized world.
He again refused. And I faced the kind of decision that comes only to the Oval Office, a decision no president would ask for, but must be prepared to make. Do I forget the lessons of September the 11th and take the word of a madman? Or do I take action to defend our country? Faced with that choice, I will defend America every time.
Just a day after John Kerry offered his most detailed critique of the president's policy in Iraq, Mr. Bush accused Kerry of failing to support the troops there by voting against the $87 billion funding package for the occupation. And he refuted one of Kerry's main critiques, that he had failed to get United States allies to help.
In the midst of war, he has called American allies, quote, a coalition of the coerced and the bribed. That would be nations like Great Britain, Poland, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Denmark, El Salvador, Australia, and others. Allies that deserve the respect of all Americans, not the scorn of a politician.
The crowd waved flags and held up signs that read USA. The delegates interrupted Mr. Bush's hour-long speech more than 100 times with applause. But last night, the president also spoke to voters outside the hall, ones that may have soured on his leadership or who still have not made up their minds. Mr. Bush seemed to acknowledge that a re-election campaign is a referendum on the incumbent, and that unlike John Kerry, most voters feel they are very familiar with the president.
In the last 4 years, you and I have come to know each other. Even when we don't agree, at least you know what I believe and where I stand. You may have noticed I have a few flaws, too. People sometimes have to correct my English. I knew I had a problem when Arnold Schwarzenegger started doing it. Some folks look at me and see a certain swagger, which in Texas is called walking.
Mr. Bush's address last night told a personal story about how 9/11 transformed him and the country. In the most emotional passage, he said that he has returned the salute of wounded soldiers and held the children of the fallen.
I've met with the parents and wives and husbands who have received a folded flag and said a final goodbye to a soldier they loved. I am awed that so many have used those meetings to say that I'm in their prayers and to offer encouragement to me. Where does that strength like that come from? How can people so burdened with sorrow also feel such pride? It is because they know their loved one was last seen doing good. Because they know that liberty was precious to the one they lost. And in those military families, I have seen the character of a great nation, decent, idealistic, and strong.
For all the fears about violent protests and worries about security, the Republican convention went smoothly. There were a few hecklers who managed to get into the hall, but they were hustled out quickly by the large number of security guards. Republicans leave the convention optimistic and confident. For the first time in months, polls show Mr. Bush with a tiny lead, and GOP officials here say they believe the re-election effort has finally turned a corner. President Bush is campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania today. John Kerry is in Ohio. Both campaigns say they plan to return their focus to the economy, and they both will begin ad campaigns about jobs and health care. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.
And you can hear the president's entire speech at npr.org.